All right, and welcome back, guys. We are so glad that you guys are tuning in to the podcast. If you are new to this podcast, we post every Monday and Wednesday. Monday is a segment we call Monday Message. You get messages from me. And Wednesdays is a segment, one of my favorites. It's called Wednesday's Word from the Wise. And I love it because I sit down with pretty awesome guests that we bring on that share from life experiences, revelations the Lord has given them, and practical tips. And it's all for the purpose of our personal growth. We're fanatics here at the Osweya Bar Podcast of personal growth. Why? Because, man, as we grow into the things that God has called us to be, man, we are going to grow closer into seeing people's lives changed and transformed, right? As we get better, everyone around us, I love that something, that's Craig Rochelle, that everyone around us gets better. And I love that. Okay, we're in this series called Lose the Ego, and we've been talking about that for now. This is week 3 on this series, and we've learned so far that when ego rises up, we can use the acronym LOSE to lose the ego. And here's how we do that, right? Because here's the thing, right? Ego can rob us from our personal growth. So the way we lose the ego is by learning from others, being willing and submitting ourselves, realizing that we are not all cut out. We need people in our life to speak into us, right? So in part one of Lose the Ego, we talked about learning from others. We still have the 30-question PDF available for you if you would like that, to sit down and talk with your mentors and go over these 30 questions with them. All you have to do is DM us at the Osweya Bar Podcast on Instagram, or you can email me at hello@josueybarra.net and just reach out, and we will get that 30-question PDF for free to you. All right. Secondly, you know, ego can rob us from our relationships. So how do we lose the ego, right? We focused on O, which was owning our 1%. Even if it's 99% someone else's fault, what is the 1% I can own? And it's a powerful message. You just have to listen to it. That's part two of Lose the Ego. But also, ego can rob us from advancing the kingdom of God. So how do we lose the ego there? We're going to focus on the letter S today, and the acronym LOSE, which means serve. Serve. That's right. We're going to serve it up today. And my goal is to serve you guys by giving you a powerful message. There's no fail messages. There's no throwaway messages, man. My heart is to give good content to you guys in this. So I want to serve you guys by giving you something good and talking to you about serving. Okay. Remember, our foundational scripture that we're focusing on for this series is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 through 6. And it says this. It says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Man, God wants to exalt us, guys. He wants us to be all that we can be. So what do we do to lose the ego in order to advance the kingdom of God? Is we serve, man. Listen, he even says here in our foundational scripture is submit yourself to your elders. Now, here in America, man, we don't like that word. Submit? Nah. That's, you know, my dad performed my aunt's wedding, and he was talking about wives and husbands being submissive to one another. And at the table I was at, man, there was like kind of a cringe, like, ooh, because that word has been so misused and so misunderstood. But there's actually a benefit that comes from submission or serving under someone, right? There's great things that can come from that. And so we're going to talk about that, but I really want to focus on a couple points. First, I want to talk about that servanthood or serving isn't just a key, but it needs to be our DNA. See, in Matthew chapter 25, verse 23, it says this. He says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So what I mean by servanthood or serving or being a servant isn't just a key. We've heard the phrase that service gives you access, and that is completely 100% true. We also have heard the key that, you know, you can serve and you can serve your way to leadership. But when we only use servanthood or serving as a key, what ends up happening is we can toss the key once we open the door. So in other words, you can start off humble and serving into maybe a promoted position or title. But then after that, it's like, okay, I used the key. It's great. And, you know, off to the wayside. And I'm going to, now you become a lord and you become, a harsh master, a hard leader, or someone who has lost that servant's heart. Right. And so that's why I'm saying that servanthood needs not only to be a key, because it is, and it does open doors for people. It's serving is phenomenal. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. But what happens if you only view it as a key, you can throw it away. But it needs to be our DNA. And this is vital for us to understand this as we continue on with the series, Lose the Ego, because our pride sometimes doesn't want us to serve. We want others to serve us. Right? So when we shift our heart and we shift our perspective of realizing that, man, we're not called to just receive, you know, if that's all your mindset is give me, give me, give me, you're only at a child level place. Now, I know your thought maybe, well, Sway, come on, man. Like, you know, the Bible says have childlike faith. Yeah, childlike faith, not childlike character. Big difference. Childlike faith is believing everything that the Lord has for us. But childlike character, no, God's called us to be disciples. He's called us to be servants. And so as we're growing into maturity, he's calling us up to maturity. As we're growing into maturity, you know, we lose that side of just consuming and we become producers. We lose that side of just me receiving to now me giving. Right? So it's a DNA. It's in us. It's in us. And so it has to be a part of us. It's just like this desk right here, right? This desk, I can have it outside in the snow right now, or I can have it back in Arizona in the desert. I can have it in the rain. I can have it, you know, upstairs, downstairs. I can put it wherever I want. But guess what? No matter where it goes, it's going to be a desk. That needs to be the same for us, that we buy this thing in our heart, that we understand that servanthood it's our DNA. Because look at that scripture again in Matthew 25:23. It says, well done, good and faithful servant. It doesn't say, well done, good and faithful podcaster. It doesn't say, well done, good and faithful, you know, pastor. Well done, good and faithful businessman. Well done, good and faithful, you know, chef. Well, I don't know what's up with me on this cooking deal. You got to listen to part one to really understand what I'm talking about there. But it's not saying well done, good and faithful, whatever title you're obsessed with right now. It says well done, good and faithful servant. So that's our DNA. That's who we are. So I want to talk about not only is servanthood our DNA, but listen, that's not something that we should groan about or be like, oh gosh, okay, where's the plug to go serve somewhere? No. But this is also a benefit for us. Growth comes from servanthood. Growth comes from serving another man's vision. So to really prove this point, I got a joke for y'all. All right. If it's not funny, I don't know. I think it's funny, so let's check it out. But President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, were driving in the Texas countryside when they came to Midland, where the president stopped for gas. It turned out that the gas station attendant was a former high school boyfriend of Laura Bush's. Driving away from the gas station, George W. Turned to his wife and said, "Ain't that odd, Laura? If you had married that guy, you would be the wife of a gas station attendant instead of the president's wife." "No, George, dear. If I had married him, he would now be the president of the United States of America," the first lady replied. All right. That's right. I'll keep my day job. I'm not a comedian. But man, that's facts there to a point of getting something across that, man, when we are submissive or we are serving somewhere, man, there are benefits that come from it. You being married to Jesus, once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, man, I'm telling you, there is gold beyond that. Are there trials? Are there rough times that are ahead? Of course. But man, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. You being married to Jesus, man, there is only good things to go from here, right? There's only things that can grow and that can change. So anyways, all this to say, when we are following like Jesus, because listen, all right, I'm gonna be real with y'all for my growth fanatics for a minute. I even hate that term too. Some people say that. I'm gonna be real. Okay, but let me just be honest. It's still the same thing. Anyways, but let's talk about this, okay? You are called. God has anointed you, and he has called you, okay? There's a special call on your life. Man, you weren't brought here by accident. There's purpose. There's purpose behind you. The great dreams that you're dreaming about, that your nana says you're crazy for dreaming about, that people may not understand. Listen, I want you to know I believe with you. I understand. Hey, you got this. But don't skip the process. Don't skip the process. I'm surrounded by a lot of young guys that are hungry, and I love that. They edge me on too. I like it. But listen, for us young folks, do not skip the process. You may be called, but there's a process that we walk through. Let me share this with you. In Luke chapter 2, verse 48 through 52, this verse has wrecked me, and it's transforming how I think about things. And I hope it does the same for you, my hungry growth fanatics, okay? Here's the deal. This is context of Mary and Joseph finding their son, Jesus. They had just lost him. But check this out. Verse 48, so when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Verse 51, this is where it gets big, man. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. I want you to circle that, highlight that, underline that in your Bible. He was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Listen, Jesus, our Savior, the Savior of the world, the one that we're called to be, we're Christ-like followers. That's why we're Christians, right? We are Christ-like followers. We're Jesus followers. We're following his example. And this is nuts, that Jesus, the Almighty God, Son of God, right? When confronted by his parents, he told them, why were you looking? I'm about my father's business. But guess what? He didn't go start the Jesus Christ ministries from there. He didn't go and start his book sale. He didn't go and start preaching around the world. He didn't go, no, what did he do? He was subject to his parents. In other words, he served them. He was submitted to them. He honored them. He went back to where they were. And guess what came after that? He increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. So if Jesus needed to go through this process, guys, what makes us think that we don't? Some of us are too ambitious, and we're going after things that we have set for ourselves, but not what the Lord has said. Some of us are seeing our dreams, and we want them now. Some of us are seeing our dreams and we want them now. But man, we can't skip the process. Because listen, when you skip on the process, you skip the opportunity to grow in wisdom. You skip the opportunity to grow in stature. What is that? Maturity. And you skip the opportunity to gain favor with God and with man. See, the reason the prodigal son, ended up in the hog pen, it's not that he got what he deserved. It's just that he got what was given to him way too soon. Right? The prodigal son got his inheritance way too soon, where he wasn't mature enough to handle it. See, the worst thing that can happen to us right now is the things that we're dreaming for, that God's saying that, man, you need some time, some maturity to come through to receive that. If we were to receive it now, man, it would wreck us. That's why you see people who win the lottery, right? What happens? They end up going broke right after, like a year or two after. Why? Because their maturity level wasn't able to handle the huge blessing or the huge increase that came into their life. That's what I'm saying. Like, guys, it is important that we adopt servanthood as not just a key, but a DNA of who we are. It's why we are fanatic about saying, man, I'm going to serve. I'm going to take time to serve another man's vision. Because in that, when you're faithful with the little, God will give you more. He'll make you ruler over much. And when you're faithful with another man's, he will give you your own. Don't skip this process. And then remember, it's not a key after you, when God promotes you to that side of saying, man, well done, good and faithful servant. And it becomes the opportunity that he's giving you a platform or giving you something, then again, don't lose the servant's heart. Don't lose that. Why? It's our DNA. It's our DNA. Listen, I went through this too. I remember just knowing, coming out here to Karis, that, man, I'm called a pastor. I'm called a minister. I'm called to preach the gospel. And I remember there was an opportunity to, I was working at the phone center at the time, and there's an opportunity to apply for the customer service training position. Okay. And just to give you a little hint about me, I don't like customer service. All right. I know that's bad. I probably shouldn't admit that on online like this, but it wasn't at the time my favorite. I didn't enjoy it as much. I'd rather pray with people, honestly. You know, there were times where at the phone center, people would tease of like, oh gosh, prayer days. And I would get psyched for it, man, because I enjoyed praying with folks, man. I loved it. And I remember when we got the customer service skill set, I was like, okay, you know, it's an increase in pay. That works. But I remember when, you know, I had the opportunity to start training in prayer and helping out there, and that was phenomenal. But they offered the customer service training position, or they would like me to have applied. I remember telling one person, I was like, man, no, like, I don't really like customer service. I prefer prayer. And the lady told me, it's like, man, shout out Stephanie Johnson, if you're listening. You know, Stephanie challenged me and just said, why don't you just pray about it? Why don't you just pray and ask the Lord? And so I said, okay, I'll pray about it. And I remember praying about it, and boom, man, there was a touch in my heart saying, oh, Sway, you need what you're going to learn in this skill set. Not only are you going to bless people, but you're going to be blessed for doing this. And see, that's the thing, and that's cool about serving and with the Lord, how he does that. Not only is it a blessing for you, but it's a blessing it's not only a blessing to the people that you're serving, but it's also going to be a blessing to you. See, at the time, I didn't see that. But you know what? I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to go forward with it. And I remember applying for it, got the job, and there were so many things, administration skills that I've learned, communication skills that I learned. There were so many things, you know, creating SOPs, instructions, all of those things were a perfect setup for me that I needed, that I wouldn't be working where I am today or doing even this, you know, and being on top of things on this if it wasn't for going through that season of serving in customer service training. Right. So what am I saying? Like, some people can say like, well, I'm called to this, I'm called to that. That's why I don't serve here or there. But ultimately, man, what is the Lord telling you to get involved in? If the Lord is pointing you towards something, again, remember, when you do that, you're going to increase in wisdom, you're going to increase in stature, and you're going to increase in favor. See, me going forward with doing that created so many opportunities for me. Opportunities to get involved in other ministry groups, opportunities to connect with people here, and all of that. Circle, man. I'm able to look back and just thank God that he was able to lead me in that direction, right? When we are willing to serve and we're willing to submit ourselves to someone, listen, you're going to increase in wisdom. You're going to gain knowledge, even practical knowledge. Again, I can literally point back of some practical knowledges that I've gotten from comm services and serving in that training role that I'm doing now. I can literally point back of the maturity of, and man, there were seasons as a customer service trainer, I got stretched big time for sure. But there are things that I got corrected in, coached in, built up, and helped. And again, I can point back to that. favor with God and man. Man, there are a reputation, right, that has been shared now because of even doing that time and working there. Right? So what am I saying? I'm just saying, man, serve. Be willing to serve. Have that servant's heart. Be willing to try things and just be out there. Listen, our growth fanatics, don't skip the process. Don't skip the process of servanthood. Don't skip the process of serving another man's vision. Lastly, creating a heart of a servant. And this is going to be quick. This is simple. But I love something that, you know, I love something that Carrie Pickett said. You know, she was talking to Andrew Womack and asking about his heart for the ministry. And, you know, she ended up asking all the directors and asking them what they thought. Everyone kind of shared their own, you know, perspective of what they thought. But ultimately it came down to this. Andrew's heart is, you know, that we become someone who cares more about the kingdom of God than our own empire. I'm going to say that again, that we become someone who cares more about the kingdom of God than our own empire. Listen, a lot of times we put our empire in front, and that's why we don't serve, because we're only thinking about us. We're only thinking about me, myself, and I. But man, we're robbing yourself from advancing the kingdom of God when we would lose the ego and say, you know what? My heart is to serve. My heart is to be a part. My heart is to, it's not about me, right? And you begin to have that heart, man, you're going to help advance the kingdom of God forward. You want to have a servant's heart, have that heart in you that you care more about the kingdom of God than your own empire. And when you have that stirring in your heart and you have that as a reality for you, God will use you mightily. God will promote you and exalt you in places that you don't even, quote unquote, deserve. Why? Because he can trust you. He can trust that your heart is for his kingdom, not for your empire. So, how do we lose the ego? Man, we learn from others. We own our 1%. Man, we serve. We serve. Remember, serve is, it's our DNA. It's not just a key, but it's our DNA. God says, well done, good and faithful servant. Right? There's growth that comes from serving. And that's practical and spiritual, man. You can grow in your wisdom. You can grow in your stature. And you can grow with favor with God and man. Jesus didn't skip the process, so we can't either. And if we're going to develop that servant's heart, it's having that heart that we care more about the kingdom of God than our own empire. So, 3-minute challenge. Oh yeah, we're doing it. I want you to take the next 3 minutes and listen, the best place to go serve somewhere is in your local church. If you're not going to church, man, you need to find somewhere. Find a church. Find a church that you can get involved in. But in these next 3 minutes, man, sign up and serve at your local church. Do it now. Don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till, you know, Wednesday or whenever the next service is. Man, you know, like I always say, someday never comes, man. Just do it now. You have 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Sign up online, email the church, message them on Facebook, do whatever you have to do, and just say, hey, I want to get involved. And I'm telling you, as you serve and as you serve and as you give your time and you're faithful in the little things, God will give you multiple things. All right. That's how we lose the ego as we serve. So thank you guys for tuning in. Love you guys. And you guys are awesome. Peace.